Sometimes Neil Gill for breakfast doesn't all fit in between 6 and 9 each morning.
So this is where we put the extra bits. All the bits you may have missed. Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast. Anytime you want on Listener.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Triple M Breakfast podcast, we're going to be catching up with Cassandra Sullivan from the Cancer Council. The Stars of Orange fundraising event went off, and it went off with a bang. We'll give you the details. Also, Ashley Kemp is going to join us from Canoundra. She's the president of the Canoundra Show Society. They're raising some funds for a return of one of its exhibitions and competitions, the poultry section of the Canoundra Show. It's been missing for quite some years now, and the Show Society are bringing that back. We'll have a chat to her. But firstly, we're going to catch up with Amy van der Ven. Now, Amy does do quite a fair bit in our community, and we're going to have a chat to her next about what is happening with a Business Orange lunch and their guest speaker. And we'll do that first up on today's episode of the Triple M Central West Breakfast Podcast.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
The podcast.
Now, an event's being put on by Business Orange, and joining me online to discuss that and also invite you along, it's Amy van der Ven. She's the Business Orange Secretary. She's the Orange Quest owner. She's an Orange 360 board member, and she's the co-founder of Central West Inspired Women. She's got a bit on a plate as well, and she's online with us this morning.
Thanks for your time, Neil. That was quite the introduction.
Well, you were also the MC at the Cancer Council Stars of Orange on Saturday gone. That was a fantastic night as well.
Absolutely incredible night. The talent was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so good. So very good. I'm so glad I got to see some fantastically talented people raising money for a great cause. And my goodness, they raised some money as well. But anyway, let's talk about the matter at hand. There is a lunch being put on by Business Orange in conjunction with Regional Development Australia. And Orange Toyota presents Ben Crow on the 13th of June. Tickets are on sale now. Tell me about Ben. Who is he?
Ben is an amazing, overall amazing person who we are so excited to be bringing to Orange. Ben is mostly known from being Ash Barty's mindset coach, which was incredible while she was driving success at the Australian Open. But Ben has worked with the likes of Stephanie Gilmore, Dylan Allcott, the Australian cricket team and the Richmond Tigers. So he's an internationally sought after mentor, life coach and advisor, and works closely with coaches and athletes, but also business leaders and federal governments across the globe. And what we're most excited for bringing Ben here is he's going to be speaking all things authenticity, vulnerability, and how storytelling can not only create amazing culture and competitive advantages, but also create a life that balances achievement and fulfillment. So we are really excited to be bringing him here. We just think Ben will just serve the Orange business community and individuals within our community so well. And yeah, if you haven't got your ticket, I would highly encourage you to do so. Oh, and if you're also thinking about coming alone, please rest assured you'll be seated with so many other like-minded business owners and community members. I know it can be daunting coming along to events by yourself. That was me 5 years ago when I first moved here. But we are Business Orange in collaboration with RDA are really wanting to create a space where everyone feels welcome, and including those looking at coming by themselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's the Thursday after the June long weekend, if that helps. Just frame that up in your mind, ladies and gentlemen listening to this. What are the details for the event? Where's it at?
It's going to be hosted at the Orange X Services Club. It's a lunch and learn, so we wanted to have it in a location that makes it easy for you and your team members to duck out for a couple of hours over lunch. So Orange X Services Club, located right in the heart of our fabulous city, so very easy to get to. It's from 12 till 2. There'll be networking. There'll be an amazing meal put on from the X Services Club, and you'll be able to come along, do some networking with some other great community members and business leaders within our community, and hear from an incredible speaker that we are very excited about bringing to Orange.
He is one of the most inspiring speakers of our time. There's no doubt about that. How did you secure him?
Well, we, as a board, we kind of put out a list of names, of bucket list names, I guess, that we wanted to bring here. And there's a few board members that are quite sporty and have been following Ben along for a really long time. And I think now more than ever, it's so important to be fostering a really healthy mindset. You know, we always talk about below looking after our bodies below the shoulders, but are we ever fostering, you know, really encouraging above the shoulders and focusing on our mental health and fostering a team culture within our businesses that are driving performance. And Ben does just that. He is just such a powerhouse with his mindset. And I guess we, as a board, just thought we have to get him to Orange. And the feedback's been phenomenal. We're actually 60% sold out of tickets now.
Oh, wow.
So okay. That's huge. But he was also Nike's head of performance for a while there as well. So he's worked with some incredible individuals and some incredible companies and CEOs of companies. So to be able to have him coming to Orange for us to be able to learn and be inspired by, really get your ticket.
Oh, there'll be some gems that people will take away from this luncheon, I'm sure. It's on, ladies and gentlemen, once again on the 13th of June. Orange Toyota presents Ben Crowe live here in Orange in conjunction with Regional Development Australia and our business chamber known as Business Orange, of which Amy van der Ven is the secretary. Nice to chat as always. Thank you. How do people get tickets?
Oh, jump on to Regional Development Australia's Central West website, or if you're on social media, jump on our Instagram or Facebook. There are links in the bio there as well. But do it soon because we are 60% sold out, and once we are sold out, we are sold out.
Yeah, indeed. Amy, nice to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your time, Neil. Bye.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. This is the podcast edition.
Let's head out to Canoundra now. We're catching up with the president of the Canoundra Show Society. Ashley Kemper's online. When is Canoundra Show this year?
It's the fourth weekend in September this year, which makes it the 27th and 28th of September.
All right, fantastic. So put that one in your diaries, ladies and gentlemen, but also put this date in your diary, the date for the Canoundra Show Society's Esky Ball, which is happening on the 27th of July. It's a fundraiser, I believe.
Yes, we're looking for people to come party for our poultry. We want people to get behind us and help us get our poultry section up and running.
Okay,
we've got a shed, but we've got no cages.
It's been absent for a while, I believe.
Yes, haven't had the poultry section for roughly a decade now.
Okay, now a decade, wow. So it's the cages that people come and put their entries into. Is that what we're raising money for?
Yes, that's correct. We have the shed itself, but we don't have any cages, and we need to get cages that are suitable for all types of poultry and make sure that they're safe for all the poultry, and we need water, bowls and feeders and things like that as well.
Okay, so what is the fundraising target? Do you have one, or are you just seeing what you can get?
We're hoping to raise at least $10,000.
Okay.
To get the section up and running. Obviously, we don't have any equipment whatsoever at the moment, so it's starting from scratch, which is always a difficult thing to do, but hopefully it'll get us on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you finding response with regard to entries in agricultural sections in rural shows? I mean, are they on the up?
I think they are. I think people find value in the small things. A lot of people have chooks in particular that they have in their backyard, and they like to display them and join in all parts of the show, including like the artworks and the horse jumping and things like that.
Yeah, all the produce that people enter, the cakes, the jams,
yep.
All that sort of stuff, the scones.
That's exactly it, yep. Yeah. It definitely is a timeless tradition, and I don't think it's faded whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, plenty of people keep chooks, so a great one to get back. Now, the details of the ball, it's an esky ball, which is always easy and a bit lighter on the hip pocket.
Yes, definitely. Only $60 a head. We've got some great entertainment by a Bathurst band called Wildcard. They're phenomenal. And Smoking Brothers are coming on to do our meat.
Okay.
So they'll be delicious. And only $60 a head. So it's definitely affordable for the people that are looking for a good night out.
How in all of that does money get raised? Is there going to be auction items, raffles, or is it simply a portion of the ticket sales?
So we've got some great sponsors that have come on board to help us with the cost of the ball. And then the ticket sales are part of the fundraiser. And we also have silent auctions on the night, raffles, best dress prizes, plenty of things going on.
Where's it at?
It's at the Canoundra Showground.
Okay, fantastic.
Our newly renovated hall.
Yep, okay. Is it limited numbers here? Once it's sold out, it's done, or how many can you fit?
We've only got a capacity of 300 tickets, okay. So it definitely is limited numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you get tickets?
Go online to 123ticks and search Canandra Esky Ball.
All right, easy as that, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 27th of July, raising money to see the return of the poultry section for this year's Canandra Show. And for many years to come, it's been gone for about a decade now, so that's not good enough, is it? And I guess the other thing, I'm sure the Show Society's already looked at grants and funding that might be available from council and larger show societies?
Yes, we've had some positive response from Cabong Council, so we're hoping they'll come on board with some sponsorship from it for us to help it get up and running. They've always been a great supporter of us.
Yeah, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, the show, it's on the fourth weekend of September. That's Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th of September. But the Esky Ball is the one you need to know about. It's on the 27th of July, and you can get your tickets at 123ticks. I'm with the president of the Canandra Show Society. It's Ashley Kemper. Nice to chat this morning, Ashley. Good luck with the ball.
Thanks, Neil, and thank you for your time, and we hope you come party for our poultry.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
Now, there was an event on earlier this month, the 4th of May, I believe it was. It was the Cancer Council Stars of Orange. It was a remarkable evening. It's the first one I've attended in person. I've seen plenty of it on social media and clips, etc., but wow, what a fantastic night. And joining us online for a bit of a wrap-up from the event, because it really was an event, from the Cancer Council, Cassandra Sullivan. Thank you very much for putting on what was just a remarkable event. Firstly, how many people attended? Is it 600?
Yeah, we had about 640 people attend this year, so it was a lot bigger than previous years, but what a wonderful event.
Really was, and can I say, and no disrespect to those that have gone before, but the talent on the stage was mind-blowing.
Oh, it was quite phenomenal, wasn't it? I sort of sat back and felt like I was at a show. So it was, honestly, the talent in the room was quite unbelievable. So we're very grateful to the dance schools for all they did to, ensure that our stars put their best foot forward.
Yeah, they certainly did that. And not just with the dancing. Some were there taking microphones and singing and incorporating song into their routine as well, which was just, it was such a high level. I'm still blown away by it.
Oh, it was amazing. There were a lot of triple threats, I said, after the night. A lot of people had secret talents that we didn't know about. And, it really showcased them on the night. So I was thrilled with how everything went. And I was thrilled for the stars. They put so much time and effort into this event. And they certainly brought amazing performances on the night. So, yeah, I was thrilled for them.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of them specifically. Firstly, Mr. and Mrs. Majors, they did a fantastic job.
They did. They brought back Tina Turner and singing, dancing, the works. It was high energy. It was a lot of fun. I went and saw Tina Turner, the musical, and that the number that they did wouldn't have been out of place.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic to watch Will Miller slightly disrobe on stage was perhaps more than I needed.
Look, that was something we can't unsee. No, he did. He was hilarious, and of course Taylor Swift is all the rage. So they brought the Eras Tour to Orange, which was amazing. I have to say their fundraising was just phenomenal. They raised $50,000, which is quite unbelievable. So hats off to them.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's a huge amount, isn't it? And the team between Our City Real Estate got right behind that as well.
That's right. I mean, we have so many small businesses in Orange that are so generous. A lot of businesses donated raffle tickets. They supported our stars by sponsoring them. On the night, we had so many suppliers that just donated, like Sugar Mill and Village Bakehouse. And we're so grateful to all the businesses that have gotten behind this event because with their support, we could raise the maximum amount of money for Cancer Council, which was, in the end, $315,000, so we were just absolutely blown away and thrilled with that result.
$215,000, wow.
$315,000.
Wow, because I know that the day it's prior to the night, there was $100,000 already sitting there.
Yeah, that's right. It was, you know, yeah, we were just really blown away with everyone supporting this event and so thrilled for the stars and, yeah, we just couldn't have been more thankful.
Yeah, the judges were amazing, did a fantastic job. Bo Baddick and the good Dr. Rob Zielinski was there as well, plus some very exclusive talent.
Yeah, look, the judging panel was great this year. They brought a lot of energy and, yeah, we're really grateful to have support from the medical team with Dr. Rob Zielinski. So, yeah, it was lots of different personalities and everyone helped to create a night just of fun and entertainment. So,
yeah, it was fantastic. $315,000 raised. What a great result. And I guess you've already started planning for 2025?
I literally got some text messages, I think, at 6 o'clock the next morning with nominations for next year. So, yes, we're going to enjoy celebrating the efforts of the stars first and then, yeah, we'll get into planning next year's event.
Okay, so look, that money, let's talk about it. That goes to the Cancer Council's head office. They must be thrilled to be getting a cheque or a transfer or whatever it is from the Orange office.
Oh, look, I don't think they could believe it, to be honest. It's a bit of a record number for our area and, you know, for a population such as Orange to be able to deliver an event and achieve that amount of money is phenomenal. So that money will be used by Cancer Council to enable them to continue their work in research, prevention and support services, all really critical to, you know, for us to realise a cancer-free future, and that's what we're all trying to do.
Yeah, okay. The next event, Australia's Biggest Morning Tea, that's coming up imminently.
It certainly is, yes. So that is being held towards the end of this month, so the 23rd. But, of course, anyone can hold a morning tea whenever they like. So please just head on to Australia's Biggest Morning Tea website and register your event or support someone else's event. It's a good opportunity anyway just to get together, enjoy a cup of tea and socialise with colleagues and family and friends. So it's a wonderful campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. The battle against cancer, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't stop. And the Cancer Council are certainly at the coalface leading the charge. I'm with Cassandra Sullivan. Thank you so much for including us this year. It was a great event to be a part of. A lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and some serious money raised for a great cause. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
The podcast.
And that concludes this week's episode of the Triple M Breakfast podcast. Thank you very much for your company. Don't forget, you can catch me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 a.m. on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, or anytime you like, right here on Listener.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And 6 to 9 weekdays on Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M.